A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything, but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. One evening, I was watching TV with one of our Dominican brothers in the house here, and surfing the channels, he came upon a program of pawn shop that actually buys and sells, you know, antiquities and items that, you know, might be thrown away, but some people find that they can make a deal, so they go to a pawn shop and try to sell some old item and something that might be valuable. They often don't know what the value of the item is, and they might make a great deal, or they might actually get taken, because the pawn dealers really do know the value of antiquities and antiques like this. So it's very interesting that in one case, long ago, a man took a poster off of his garage wall and sold it or gave it away to someone who then knew the value of it when it was actually being sold. It turned out to be one of the earliest copies of the Declaration of Independence of the United States. It was worth over $500,000. And the man just had given it away or sold it for a couple dollars. So it just shows you that you often don't know what you've got. And that's the case when I read this Gospel of Matthew today, to realize the salt of the earth. Now, the salt is also very much like Christ, just as the light. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. These are also Christ, because Christ is the light of the world, and Christ is the true salt that gives us meaning and the real flavor of our life. In Jesus' day, salt had many uses. It was even used to pay soldiers' salaries, like the Roman soldiers had to be paid. Sometimes it was paid in salt. It made them worth their salt, that sort of expression, you see. And it was really used for so many important things, even for sacrifices at the temple. Salt was given, as Leviticus calls for salt to be added to the offerings. So it is very interesting that Jesus, of course, uses salt for this image of all of us disciples. You and I have to be salt. Salt for others, salt in a world that is in need of real flavor in the life of Christ that we need to share with others. You've heard the expression also, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And I heard the story of once of a salesman who had an employee complaining that he couldn't sell anything. And, you know, and so he said that expression, you know, that you just can't make them drink. And his boss says, "Well, you know, you don't have to make them drink. What you have to do is make them thirsty." So that is also the case for all of us Christians, being salt for others. We want them to desire this salt. In fact, it's strange. People don't eat handfuls of salt. It'd make you a little too thirsty. But we often see people put salt on fruit, like a mango, or on watermelon, or even on a slice of apple. It brings out the flavor. I know a friend of mine who put salt in his beer. It brings out the flavor of the beer, he says. And it's really like that for us, that we disciples, not just our intentional disciples, but we have gifts that each one has to share and use for the work of Christ in the world. So in what way will you use your salty gifts and spread the word for others? Because even as the gospel ends today, it says, "Your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Heavenly Father. They won't see them and they won't taste it if you are not the ones who are bringing this salt and this flavor to the rest of the world. Let others see Christ in your life. Have them thirst for this salty Christ. And have others, you know, realize that they are really invited to the greatest gifts of all, and they can just taste it, the greatest gift of Christ in their life. Give others in the world a true taste of Christ.